From the heart of Washington State, you are listening to The Mountain and the Word, an audio podcast show from the Mount St. Helens Creation Center, featuring news, views, and information with a biblical and scientific perspective. The Mountain and the Word is produced and presented by creation speaker Paul Taylor and is available for download from our website, mshcreationcenter.org.
Welcome to The Mountain and the Word. My name is Paul Taylor and I'm the director of the Mount St. Helens Creation Centre, and this is our recorded audio podcast programme. Well, you're very welcome to join us on this episode, and if you've managed to catch us by accident by looking at the website, then you can get hold of this podcast through the usual podcast means. You'll find that there are feed addresses on our website that will work either in iTunes or in other podcasting software. Try and keep those up to date so that you won't miss a single episode here. Well, there's been a lot going on at the Creation Centre over the last few months, and I've missed out really on being able to get broadcasts, editions of this podcast out to you, and I'm very sorry about that. We will try, as I've said many times before, to do better, but at least I've managed to get this particular podcast out now. And one of the reasons why we've been a bit slow this year is because of moving premises. Of course, we have temporarily moved premises. And so we're now, just for the 2016 season, occupying the Silver Lake Grange. And despite it being called the Silver Lake Grange, the postal address is actually Castle Rock. However, it is still on the same road. It's on Spirit Lake Highway. So if you're going to try and find us, you simply need to do as before. Get off Interstate 5, I-5 at exit 49, and then travel eastwards towards Toodle. And we are situated on the left-hand side of that road just before milepost 6. So you will have passed milepost 5 and you will have passed on the right, you will have seen the Mount St. Helens Visitors Centre. On your left, you will have seen the Sequest State Park. And then after that, you will see on the left-hand side the Mount St. Helens Creation Centre. And we've got signs on the roadside for you to be able to see that. But the centre is raised up a little bit, so it can be a little bit difficult to notice it straight away. But that's where you can find us. So come on and see what we're doing here. We've got our exhibitions up as usual, exhibitions showing the story of the volcano. And we've also got our exhibition of rocks and minerals and fossils, an exhibition of the volcanic ash from different places around the area, around the state, and further afield than the state of Washington. And we've got our Noah's Ark exhibition. So come on in and have a look at those. If you're bringing educational groups, homeschool groups, then we do have worksheets that you can that the youngsters can work on to help them understand about the volcano. And also we've got our bookshops here. The bookshop is at in the centre and it's well stocked. We've got lots of interesting new information in the bookshop, lots of interesting new titles. So come along and see that. We've got a new exhibition, by the way, as well, about butterflies. And a friend of our ministry, Caitlin Labar, runs a ministry called Northwest Butterflies, and she's worked with us on one of the expeditions, one of the excursions recently, where we were able to look for butterflies on the Hummocks Trail close to the volcano. So she's left us with an excellent exhibition about butterflies. And another new exhibition that we've got together as well, which is in the process of further development, is about catastrophic plate tectonics, so that you can understand that particular feature and find out a little bit more about that. We've got our usual presentations at the centre, so we can show videos here and we can show our PowerPoint presentations, and we're also still running the excursions. So everything that you had before and more, you've got here at the centre at Silver Lake Grange. So do come along, find out what we're doing. But particularly, please pray for us and support us. We're still looking for further monthly supporters for the ministry. So please do bear that in mind, because we are going to be, God willing, finding some permanent premises. We want some permanent premises for 2017. So we do value your prayers and your help and your thoughts about that. We'll need a lot of action and prayerful support in order to make that a reality. We have somewhere in mind, and it's very exciting, but we just can't reveal it yet. So, but if it's going to work, we will need a considerable amount of support in order to actually make this whole thing work. If you want to find out more information about our ministry, remember you need to go to mshcreationcentre.org to find out more about us. Now, I confused someone a couple of months back when I wrote an agenda for a meeting, and I put an item on the agenda that said matters arising, and that's obviously my British background, because what happens in a British formal meeting is that you have the minutes of the previous meeting read, and then there's an item on an agenda usually labelled matters arising once the minutes have been approved. It's not things that people are disagreeing, they're not saying they want to change the minutes, but they're saying there's things that have come up because of the minutes. Well, I thought it might be interesting to, we need a little bit of a matters arising at this point, because we had a few episodes ago an interview with Mark Armitage about soft tissue in dinosaurs. That was a fascinating interview, and if you don't know about the issues to do with soft tissue in dinosaurs, then I urge you to go back and look at that, listen to that particular episode. Mark is doing some marvellous work, and he's really in many ways suffered for his art, or rather for his science, because of course he was sacked from an institution because of his creationist views. He's shown in his research how the soft tissue that's present in dinosaur fossils could not possibly be explained by an evolutionary view of millions of years for these fossils. It just can't work. It just can't be explained. And he's done a lot of extremely important work on that line. And of course, probably the more famous name in respect to soft tissue in dinosaurs is that of Mary Schweitzer, who was the first person really to publish anything about soft tissue being found in the bones of dinosaurs. But Schweitzer is an evolutionist and believes in the millions of years, so her work has then involved trying to find some mechanism to explain how this soft tissue could have been preserved over such a long period of time. And there have been publications recently in some of the secular peer-reviewed magazines that have looked into this and proposed some possible explanations, which just really don't hold water. Well, Mark, in his interview with me, explained exactly why that's the case. So it's best if you listen to somebody like him, who is the expert on the subject. But there have been other developments within creationism on the subject. And last year, the Creation Research Society Quarterly published a special edition of their magazine. Creation Research Society is a membership organization for people with a higher graduate degree in science who are creationists. And volume 51, number 4 of their peer-reviewed Creation Research Society Quarterly was a special issue. And in this issue, it's got several different articles about this issue of soft tissue in dinosaurs. But one of the most interesting things about it is that they have launched an entire project called the iDino Project, which will involve a great deal of research into different aspects of the soft tissue point. There are several important articles in that particular issue, including an 11-page article by Mark Armitage on soft bone material from a brow horn from a Triceratops that he himself found in the Hell Creek Formation in Montana. So that's a very important article, and these are the sort of things that Mark was talking about in his interview. But there are some other people who've written some articles of great importance in this particular magazine as well. And therefore it's worth getting. We've actually got a couple of copies in our bookstore. We don't normally carry this particular magazine, but this is a special issue and we thought it was well worth having it in stock. So you can find that on our website, and you can certainly find it in our store. You can certainly also find it on the website, most importantly, of the Creation Research Society. So it would be very interesting. I'm sure people will want to know more about this whole issue of soft tissue, because, you know, soft tissue, as I said, simply cannot be explained under an evolutionary timescale. So Mark has done a number of interviews, by the way, and perhaps one other notable interview that he did recently was on the Creation Today Show. The Creation Today Show, Series 5, Episode 4. You can find that if you go to the Creation Today website, creationtoday.org. But just as a bunny trail here, you know that I used to be one of the presenters of the Creation Today Show. I helped put the show together originally along with Eric Hovind when I was working with Eric's ministry, Creation Today. And it's just such an important program, I believe. And the program is going from strength to strength. Eric's current co-host is Marianne Pike. And I just love what the two of them, what Eric and Marianne are doing on this show. It's a very, very important show. So for that reason, I've put the whole RSS feed on the Mount St. Helens Creation Centre website. I have permission to do that. Eric has given me permission to do that. So you can find the shows through our website as well as through Creation Today. So have a look for Series 5, Episode 4. And that is where Eric and Marianne are interviewing Mark Armitage again about the whole issue of soft tissue in dinosaurs. And I think you'll find that an excellent program, and you'll want to watch that program to find out a great deal more about the subject. Well, let me tell you a little bit about two guidebooks that we've put together at the centre recently. We thought it would be important to have some guidebooks, some tourist-style books, because people come here and they want to know a lot about what we're doing here and, you know, to take home a souvenir, really, of the area. Well, the first of the guidebooks is called The Road to Mount St. Helens, and the second one is called Mount St. Helens, A Message for Today. Let me tell you a little bit about The Road to Mount St. Helens first. And clearly the road that I'm talking about is the main tourist road going up to the Johnston Ridge Observatory. And we are situated on that main tourist road. Well, the main tourist road, Spirit Lake Highway, is State Highway 504. And you access it from exit 49 of Interstate 5, I-5. And then you travel eastwards, and the road goes along past Silver Lake and through the little town of Toodle and onwards through a little settlement called Kid Valley, and just keeps going up onto the ridge opposite Mount St. Helens. Eventually you'll end up at Johnston Ridge, to cut a long story short, just straight opposite the volcano. Well, this is the place where I do my main excursions, the West Side excursions that you can read about on our website. And they're along this road. And the road has got very clear milepost markers. So I've been using this road as an excursion route since being at the centre. And it's easy to point people to the various milepost markers and the information, therefore, that they can look at. Well, I can't actually visit everything on these excursions. It would take too long if I stopped at every item of interest. And besides that, some people don't really want to go on one of the formal tours that we operate here, and some may want a sort of self-guided excursion. Well, this book will help you with that. The way that the book is structured is, first of all, the first chapter tells you a little bit about the eruption of Mount St. Helens, gives you some just basic information about it. And then in the second chapter, I've got some information about the Mount St. Helens Creation Centre so that you know what we do as a ministry. Chapter 3 then goes back to the Mount St. Helens Visitors Centre and tells you about that area and what you can see. Chapter 4 tells you about Harry Gardner Park. I like Harry Gardner Park. It's just at the junction of the North Fork Toodle River and the South Fork Toodle River. I actually take my dogs there for a walk every morning. And it's an interesting place. There's quite a bit of geological interest at that site, though it's not something that usually appears on my excursions. So the information there might be of interest to you in this book. Now, the first place that I tend to stop on the excursions, having left the centre, is the buried A-frame. And so I've got a chapter on the buried A-frame to explain why that particular house is partly buried from the time of the eruption. Chapter 6 is about the Hofstad Bluffs Visitors Centre, and it tells you about the views that you can see from there and the fact that the centre really records information to do with people, particularly the 57 people who died during the eruption. The next chapter goes into information about the Forest Learning Centre, which is always well worth a stop and is one of the sort of more popular of the Parkway centres going up the road. It's a centre that's owned by the logging company Weyerhaeuser, and you've got stunning views down the valley as well as to the mountain. So there's some information on that, and chapter 8 tells you about the Castle Lake viewpoint, which I think is just a lovely place to stop because it gives you an overview right over the top of the hummocks. You've got an aerial view of the hummocks prior to actually walking around the hummocks. Now, the ninth chapter tells you a bit about the Science and Learning Centre, which hasn't really been open much this year. But Coldwater Lake, then, is the tenth chapter, and this is a lake that was formed by the creek, the valley that was there previous, being blocked up by the landslide, and so a new lake has built up since the eruption. So that's just a beautiful place. And the chapter tells you a little bit about the trail that goes all the way around the lake, and also the sort of short accessible trails that you can go on, a half-mile trail down to the lakeside. Now, the Hummocks Trail is mentioned in Chapter 11. Most of our excursions use the Hummocks Trail, a 2.5-mile walk all the way around the area known as the Hummocks, which is an area of where some of the landslide sort of stopped and formed into lumps, and you've got an entire ecosystem there that's developed since the eruption in the hummocks. Now, there's a lot to say about the hummocks, so that chapter is lengthy and tells you some of the interesting things that you might see if you actually do that hike. And then we've got a chapter about the Johnston Ridge Observatory, which is obviously well worth looking at. That's the destination, the last point in your journey if you're going up the valley. So I think you'll find that particular guidebook interesting. Now, when people come to the centre and they're coming on one of those excursions, or maybe at other times, they might want to have a presentation. And I give a presentation about the volcano, and I have this in two forms, a short form, which is like my sort of touristy form, which just takes about 15 to 20 minutes. But then sometimes if churches are asking me to speak particularly, they might want the longer version, which is between 45 minutes and 60 minutes. And this longer version gives you all the information about the volcano in a non-technical way. And I've got some interesting pictures as well that I've picked up over a period of time about the volcano. Well, some people have asked, well, what about putting that into a booklet? So that is our second Mount St. Helens Creation Centre guidebook, and it's entitled Mount St. Helens, A Message for Today. So the idea of the book is that it tells you about that, about the volcanic eruption. First of all, there's a section about our Creation Centre to tell you about that. And then I've tried to explain the biblical background to why we want to talk about the Creation Centre to people. Then there's a chapter all about the eruption happening on May the 18th in 1980. The chapter after that is headed A Biblical Explanation. So I try and explain how these volcanoes came about and just put it into a context. I've got a chapter then which is headed No Surprise. And I think one of the things that people find is that all the other visitor centres are just amazed at how fast things have happened around Mount St Helens. And they talk about things happening with astonishing speed. Well, I don't want to remove anything from the sense of awe that people have, and we will talk about an awe-inspiring sense of speed that by which things happen. But it's not surprising. We're not surprised because we expected things like this to happen because of our acceptance of the truth of the account of the flood in Genesis chapter 6 through 9. Then after that, there is a chapter called Recovery, which shows how things have recovered since the eruptions of the early 1980s, how it's taken just 3.5 decades for the whole area to start to recover and for life to come back to the area. Now, this is important because scientists did say at the time of the eruption that it would be 1,000 years before anything grew. So they got it very, very wrong indeed. They're not just out by a few years or a couple of times. They're out by an enormous amount, because 36 years after the eruption, there's a considerable amount of growth going on in the area. So that guidebook, as I said, is called Mount St. Helens, A Message for Today. And that's your souvenir book, really, to tell you about the volcano, the eruptions, and putting everything into a biblical context. And it's therefore probably the only souvenir book you'll be able to buy that gives you that biblical context. So once again, those two guidebooks are The Road to Mount St. Helens, which tells you all about the road, the west side excursion that I do, and Mount St. Helens, A Message for Today, which tells you about the actual volcanic eruptions itself and gives you a good souvenir guide to the area. Well, we do intend to have some other guidebooks too, because we do run excursions on the south side of the volcano and the east side of the volcano, and I'd like to have a guidebook for those. I'm not quite sure yet whether it's one guidebook for those two excursions or one guidebook each for each of the excursions. And also, we're putting together a guidebook about the whole hobby of creation caching, which we've developed around here and want to spread around the country. A creationist alternative to the earth caching aspect of geocaching. And, you know, I love geocaching. I'm still going to be involved in that. But creation caching is a specifically Christian and creationist activity, helping people to put things into a biblical context. So we're going to have guidebooks for each of those things and for anything else that you mention. Other ideas that people have sent is, what about a guidebook for the Dry Falls area of eastern Washington? And I would love that too. So let's just see what we can do. But those are the sort of guidebooks that we're planning, and the two guidebooks that we already have. Well, you can find those things again on our website, in our web store. On that website, you can find them in our store here at the Mount St. Helens Creation Centre as well. So come along and visit us and find out a little bit more about the area and about how you can learn more about what happened in early 1980. Well, that's all from our podcast for today. We hope you've enjoyed joining us here on the Mountain and the Word. Remember that this is a recorded audio podcast program from the Mount St. Helens Creation Centre. So for further details, please visit our website, mshcreationcentre.org. That's mshcreationcentre.org. Make sure that your podcasting software is up to date so that you don't miss a single episode of The Mountain and the Word. In the meantime, thank you, God bless, and goodbye.
The Mountain and the Word, an audio podcast show from the Mount St. Helens Creation Centre. For more information, visit our website, mshcreationcentre.org.